Let's catch up this week with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. Thanks for giving us a little time, Chris.
Yeah, no problem.
So, you know, the big question is, how is the ice on Little Bay to Knock right now, and how far south is it fishable?
Well, it's on average, we're probably hearing 3 to 6 inches on the bay north of Gladstone. There have been a few people venturing just south of Saunders Point and off the campgrounds there in Gladstone, but I got to imagine that's going to be more towards the 3-inch side of things. This last week here, we didn't have a lot of really good ice making conditions, and we had some warm, sunny days there that probably kind of did the shorelines in a little bit. So I would be extremely careful venturing out. I wouldn't recommend south of Gladstone at this point. But it looks like maybe after this weekend coming up, we're going to start making good ice again.
Yeah, it looks like the forecast might change a little bit anyway. We did have a couple of nights, at least up here in the northern part of the UP, that were getting single digits that firmed some things up. But I was really worried. I was worried that the ice that was fishable, some of it was going to go away. I'm actually surprised. You're telling me people are fishing around Gladstone and even a little bit south of it?
Well, they were. Now, like I said, after these last few days, I wouldn't recommend it. But we fishing south of Saunders Point and out off the campgrounds, you only have to go out about 75 yards to reach 30 feet of water. So you don't have to go very far offshore. And that's a little bit older ice there than what's even further south from there.
So let's talk about what's going on the upper end of the bay first. I'm getting some perch reports, but that's about it. A few pike here and there, but nobody seems to be targeting them. Walleye reports very slim, but the perch reports were okay. Was that what you're hearing too?
Yeah, I'd have to say that's right. I've been had a few good reports from east of the Yellowgate access. It does sound like there's a pressure crack out there though that is kind of tough getting across. But the guys are walking out, and they're only going out till they hit like 10 to 15 feet of water. And been getting some, maybe not big numbers of perch, but they're getting some good quality ones. Just kind of wait for the schools of fish to come through and, pop two or three, and then you might wait an hour, and then they'll come back through again. So you just got to wait them out.
All right. Well, the question everybody wants to know, what was working for them?
So far, it sounds like it's mostly been small minnows. I don't know if they're just fishing them on just a plain hook and a slip bobber. Some of the guys I do know were just fishing basic perch rigs. And not too much in the way of wigglers just yet, but typically they'll use the wigglers more further on the east side of the bay on the deeper mud flats. And most of the guys that have headed over that way so far were mainly targeting walleye, so I haven't heard any reports from the east side of the upper bay just yet.
Well, Chris, I'd like to continue with you and get into the walleye, the pike, and anything else we can talk about that will help folks get out there and be careful, of course. So can we continue with you later this hour?
No problem.
Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle, stick around. We'll continue with him in our Little Bay to Knock ice fishing reports right here on The Outdoor Show.